Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 170 for Wednesday. Jeez. Day of the week is what I have a problem with. This is pretty sad. Wednesday, August 9th, 2017, and the ninth day of the Dog Days podcasting, 2017. And we're going with, I'm actually calling an audible, as it were, from the two choices that I had pulled out yesterday, and I'm going with a late addition to the to my list of stuff, and it is another very specific one, just like Firefly was a very specific thing within the science fiction canon, right? Well, this is another very specific thing in the science fiction canon, but it's a thing that is remarkably important to me, weirdly so, and it is the Dune Encyclopedia. And the full title is The Complete Authorized Guide and Companion to Frank Herbert's Masterpiece of the Imagination, The Dune Encyclopedia, compiled by Dr. Willis E. McNally, containing all the peoples, places, history, geography, ecology, battles, birth, creatures, customs, sciences, arts, languages, background, everything that's in the books, and much, much more. That is literally what's on the front of this, if you've never seen it. Kind of the backstory of this, I am a very big Dune fan. I'm actually a fan, so I'm a very big fan of the first three books, Dune, Dune Messiah, Children of Dune. I like God and River of Dune, and then after that, the Frank Herbert books get a little weird, and the I am admittedly not a particular fan of the Kevin J. Anderson books, the redo book. I have the first set of them, the House Atreides, House Harkonnen, House Carino probably would be the third one, that were direct prequels to Dune. I have those. I read those. I didn't particularly like them. And then we got into the next trilogy, and I had such a bad feeling about them that I let a buddy of mine buy them first, and I read his and really didn't like them. Just not done well, not done what this book does to that story, and that's make it epic. That makes it space operatic. And if people are fans of Kevin J. Anderson, sorry, because I am not, and he... I have read both his Dune books and I've read other books of him. His, I don't consider him a very good author, and I don't consider him especially a very good, like, space opera author, a author who makes like a space story epic. He just doesn't have that facility. I'm not saying he's a bad author in other ways and with other stories. Unfortunately he seems to focus on space opera, but, and I haven't read enough. I've read some of his other stuff. I'm not trying. This is not about Kevin J. Anderson. I'm not, if you like him, that's fine. I've read a couple of his other books that weren't Dune books. And they were attempts at space opera, which I also did not like, but he may have written a whole bunch of other stuff that's not space opera and it's not fine. But that's all I'm saying. I'm done with that now. I'm a huge fan of the original Dune trilogy in particular. I read him right in that spot, you know, when you're 15 or 13 or whatever, and started reading him. And not too long after, is the copyright on the Dune Encyclopedia is probably, that says, the front of this book has a 1983, like, Frank Herbert quote in it. So it's 1983, 1984. So, yeah. I think I got it right around then, because I remember reading it one summer while I was in high school. So it was while I was at Science and Math. So it was either 83, 80, 45. But if you're a Dune fan and you haven't read this, to me, this book was amazing. It is around 500 pages long. I don't know if today it is considered canonical Dune material, but at least there was an impression. Hold on, I'm letting a cat out of the room. It was an impression at the time that it was, and it's just, it's fabulous. The like weird, this is the exact sort of stuff. I mean, I'm a kid who grew up with like carrying around almanacs and, you know, farmer's almanacs and world almanacs, like either in my back pocket or in like a bag that I carried with me. You know, I was fascinated by, you know, what was the third largest, you know, country by land mass in the world, things like that. And this book, for example, Emperor's Unknown Universe, right in the middle of it here, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages, which is literally the 10,000 year history of the Emperors of the Known Universe. All the way from Shisuit 1, Costin the First, to past Paul Atreides, to Leto, the second son of Paul the First, who was obviously, you know, Emperor of the Known Universe for 3,000 years, from 10,209 to 13,724. I mean, if you've read God Emperor of Dune, if you haven't, that was a spoiler. Sorry. But there's everything in this book. It's like the Butlerian Jihad. There's stuff on that. There's stuff on the Bene Gesserit ranks. There's stuff on Bene Gesserit training. I'll just look at the back. The Legendary History of Paul Atreides, Seleucus Secundus, The Prison Planet, Fremen Desert Survival Techniques, Duggan, Idaho, The Heraldry of House Harkonnen, House Major House Harkonnen. But that was on the back. I'm just going to open it up. Mother of Jessica, Jakurutu, a legendary siege. It's a siege. Declared taboo by Fremen generations for the initiation. Oh, I bet this is the one at the pole, maybe, that you weren't supposed to be able to go to. Oh, the No Rooms, the Ixion No Rooms. It's insane. There's stuff that was definitely, there's a thing on Vladimir Harkonnen, which is, that's unsurprising, right? But there's also, Caladan wines. There's an entry on wines from Caladan in this thing. And it's not short, it's like 3.5. There's different, it talks about the varieties of Caladan wines. There's Cassarac, there's Bornola, and there's Delcai. I will tell you, I am almost certain there are Siddharika titles, orders, and awards. There's a Guardian of the Empire. There are campaign medals. The Order of Pyrrhus was given to commanders of operations which inflicted heavy losses on any enemy while maintaining the battle readiness of the commander's forces. This is the kind of book I love about universes. When you're in a world-building mode, this is the kind of book that I love. I love this thing. So I had it back in, like I said, I got it in high school at some point. Loved this book. And then in one of the moves of either me or my mom, or like when I went to college and my mom weren't as close, like she was moving and I was moving and stuff got, into boxes that we didn't know what was going on and some stuff got run rid of. Anyway, I had it in high school and probably into early college and then lost my copy of this book and have thought about it semi-fondly on occasion ever since, until about 6 months ago. And then I realized, what am I doing? Amazon exists now. Amazon and eBay both, whichever one's cheaper. I can get another copy of this. And so I did about 6 months ago. And it's signed to somebody else, but I don't think it's not signed by Frank Herbert. It's actually looks like it's Jim for your 22nd. Thought you might enjoy this. So somebody bought this for somebody for their 22nd birthday, and it eventually got sold. Now it's mine, and I have this book again, and it's awesome. And I'm pretty sure that when I was younger, I pretty much read that book back to front, or back to front, front to back. And I am going to do it again, because this is exactly the sign of the type of, like, particular nerdy, individualistic things that don't matter, but they're such good backstory that they're amazing stuff that I love about universes. And Frank Herbert already did a great job with Dune, but Dune Encyclopedia is an amazing, like, adjunct to that. It's an amazing addition. And I looked, well, I, a couple of days ago, I thought for some reason, I think I looked around and looked at my, happened to catch my eye on the bookshelf and decided to write it in. And then I decided to use it tonight, because it is, I mean, everything, the Mentat stuff, there's, you know, Fremen culture, Gallic, different heart, Holtzman, it was like the Holtzman effect. You know, so there is the Holtzman. There is a article on the Holtzman effect, which is, you know, what happened with the Holtzman waves. But there's also actually an article on Ibrahim von Holtzman himself. So, like, the discoverer of the Holtzman effect. I have no idea. I don't have no idea whether this guy. I haven't even looked. Whether any of this has, because I know from what I understand, Frank Herbert had a lot of notes and stuff about things that were, you know, beyond what he had written, and supposedly that's what they've used for the newer books that I'm not a fan of. Have I mentioned that yet? And I have no idea if any of that was rolled into this, and this could be all completely made up, but you know what? It's done so well, and it's done in that encyclopedic style that I am just such a sucker for that it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. If it's not canon, I don't care. Okay. I still love this book. I'm so glad I bought it. And, that's my theme, notation for the evening. So there you go. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find my information at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. If you're looking to get in contact with me, most of my other contact information, like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Google Plus and whatever you're looking for, my GitHub ID and all those things are all at kenzoid.com. So that's probably the best place to go to find that stuff. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, United States. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks a lot. See you then. Bye.